Okay, the meeting is resumed at 19:35 with a question from Councillor Bradshaw, on page 49.
Page 49, just to lead, and I heard you say that it was the one question.
Yeah, I hope Sarah would be here, she'd be able to tell you straight away.
Is it possible just to say
we can send you it, as long as I can tell you. It's in Loughborough, I'll check whether we can share that information.
Okay, so if we could
have that minuted and get back. Paul, if you
have any question, if I may. It's,
yes, please.
I don't know whether I'm missing something, but there's a progress key on the action plan, but no progress.
Because it's the action plan that's going to start on the 1st of April. So what we do is we fill it in throughout the year, and then we rag rate it as we go, so whether we're all red, amber and green. So the one we took to policy scrutiny, really, we brought an update on the 18-19 plan as well, so that was all rag rated. So that's the rag rating we use to report progress.
Okay, so this is a plan that's not been put into action and therefore it's not been...
It's the plan that comes live on the 1st of April.
All right. That's it for me.
You okay with that one?
Come on.
If you're capable of asking a question, you're all welcome. Councillor Gerard.
Thank you. It says that it's classed as a child from 0 to 19. Well, at 19, there are... an adult. So why? I know it's sort of education.
There's a whole raft of legislation that has various different ages that start and finish, and health finishes at one point. Now you need to be in school till you're 18, but effectively you could be nearly 19 before you leave school. In terms of the services across the board on the whole, they offer them up to 19. And the Children and Families Plan for the county and across the country do their plans from 0 to 19. And they're obviously responsible if you're looked after a child that's a higher age as well, and if you've got a disability that's 25. So 0 to 19 is the age that's used across the country into everybody's Children and Families Plans.
And we did actually touch on that in the pre-discussion with reference to the age of 19 and the free education stop. So we actually did cover that one. So are there any further questions?
Yes,
to
if I may, please. The protection of young kids, if they have to go anywhere, do they have a chaperone at all?
I don't understand what you mean in the context of...
If, say, a kid has got to go to high school and the parents or guardian has to they'll be taught by someone, do they have a chaperone?
In the context of the child or a council plan.
Yeah. What is, I know it's county, I'm sorry, it's county, but does child have a similar plan to put forward?
Well, there would be very, very few instances when we were dealing with children and young people. So if I give you an example, on the sport and physical activity programme, we always have sufficient members of staff, so if a child needed to go to hospital, you kind of act in loco parentis, so the parents would be contacted, and would probably meet you at the, and a member of staff would go in the ambulance, but that's through good practice. So it's not a formal chaperone policy, and that's not what this covers. This is about our statutory responsibilities from a safeguarding perspective, to make sure our staff are trained. No, but from a safeguarding perspective, from a borough council perspective, we've got two responsibilities. One is to work in partnership and to make sure we share information. Yeah. One is to make sure that we train our staff adequately to be able to spot the signs and be able to report that to a designated safeguarding officer, to report that to the county council, whose statutory responsibilities that align with.
Yeah.
And we have the, as a borough, we have that as a policy.
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm still in our safeguarding policy.
Yeah. Actually, I think that was the one that originally called for this strategy, and it was just to make sure that
it was in place.
Got the Doncaster.
Yeah, exactly. So
as part of the action plan, one of our actions is to annually refresh the safeguarding policies, which we do as a group across the county and across all the districts, that we have similar policies. Slight differences, but on the whole, they're the same.
Do we have any more questions?
Just one quick one. It was interesting to read, obviously, because it's a huge topic, all on the media, everything about
gender reassignment, transgenders and stuff, the people, are they specifically trained in something like this when they come on board?
From a safeguarding perspective?
No, just generally having people sort of, it's obviously in the document.
It's in the quality impact.
Page 76. I just wondered if people that were working with this part are specialists in their area. In this area.
In terms of the Equality Impact Assessment, what we do is we look at the areas of the Equalities Act and decide whether or not the policy has any positive or neutral impact on that. Obviously this says it's able to positively impact because we don't treat children and young people any different. Mm-hmm. Obviously in all the training that we have, we talk about different things, and we talk about not treating children any different, we talk about people with disabilities, mm-hmm. put plans in place. We do talk about transgender, not in any detail, but if people are doing specific work, that transgender is covered in different training that's offered across the county.
Okay,
thank you.
Do we have any further questions? Okay. So the recommendation is that the Children and Young People Strategy 2019-2024, Appendix A, is to be approved. Now, do we approve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'd like to pull that forward through for approval.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so we now go on to item 7.
I'll take you through that one, Chair.
Thank you.
So this is the report back from Cabinet for the matters that you refer at your previous meeting. You see there were two items.
Yep.
And the recommendations that you made were accepted, and that's all reported there in the detail attached to the covering report.
Okay.
Anything else to say about that, Chair?
I have nothing to say. Are you guys all okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Okay. Yep, so that item's covered.
Yeah. And the final item, Chair, is item 8, the work programme.
Work programme, yeah.
Starting on page 88. There's not a great deal to say about the work programme because you come into the end of the civic year.
Correct.
So if you look at appendix 1, which is page 89, you'll see that for the April meeting of the Open Scrutiny Group, there are 4 items.
Yeah.
They are your 4 standing items. And the third one of those on the page there is Cabinet items for pre-decision scrutiny. So if there are any items scheduled for Cabinet in April that you want to bring to this committee, you'll be able to select those from the agenda for that meeting when it's published.
Yep.
In a few weeks' time, so you don't need to decide anything on those tonight. But appendix 2, if you look at page 92, that has scheduled their key decisions that are scheduled to go to Cabinet at the 11th of April at the earliest.
Yeah.
First of those is the revenues and benefits future service delivery options, which I believe has been referred to the Scrutiny Management Board. But again, I'm not too clear on the timing, so it may be that it's appropriate for you to look at it in April. And the other item is the Building Control Alternative Service Delivery Project, which again is scheduled to be considered by Cabinet in April, and that's to request Cabinet's approval to a preferred delivery model. So you may, when you see those reports, consider that you want to look at them at Open Scrutiny Group. I won't go through any of the others because the next items are in June, which is after the new
administration.
And the new scrutiny system will be in existence by then, so there won't be an overview scrutiny group. Future pre-decision scrutiny will be undertaken by the Scrutiny Commission post-election. So that's all on those 2 items, Chair.
Okay, with that I would like to close the meeting at 19:45, and I would like to thank councillors attending tonight, and obviously the issues that we've had. Thank you for your support as both members of the council. Thank you.